I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Welcome to Marlo's Vineyard on Watch What Happens Live with Marlo Hampton and Jordan Emmanuel now. What's up, it's live, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, proving tonight that you actually don't need to choose between Martha's Vineyard and the Hamptons. You can have both. Please welcome Real Housewives of Atlanta, Marlo Hampton. Yay! And say hi to Jordan Emmanuel from Yay! Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Great to see you both. We are going to get into a lot tonight about both of your shows. Behind the bar, we have a pro football player who, unlike Jordan, probably hasn't thrown a ball around while admitting to swearing off sex for a year. It's the author of The Yards Between Us, a memoir of life, love, and football, out now. It's R.K. Russell. Hey, R.K. Great to see you. What was your favorite team to play for?
Ooh, I'd have to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ooh, just to stick it to DeSantos real good.
Yeah. How far away do you think we are from getting a pro football player who's in the NFL to come out?
Not far. Not as far as we were. You know, right. I think it's about shows like this, stories like these, and championing the community outside of football and inside of football.
Very good. We already have our man on the Raiders, right?
Yes. Carl Nassib.
By the way, Preston is here from Southern California. Great to see you. And Jordan showed me this before the show. This totally blew me away. This is you. You came to one of my book signings.
I sure did. Oh, my God.
This is like 10 plus years ago.
Literally 10.
Look, do you remember our conversation at all?
Yes. You want to know what you said?
Yeah.
You were like, wow, I didn't know this was a supermodel casting.
All right. There you go. I love this. That's so amazing.
Isn't that cool? Wow. Full circle moment.
You manifested this.
I sure did.
Wow. I want to get into tonight's Summer House and Atlanta. Marlo, I don't know totally what you were so upset about at the end of the episode tonight.
You don't know?
I didn't totally get it.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end, I'm just get straight to the point. You know, I can't try and sugarcoat it.
Yeah, please.
So at the end of the episode, before the end of the episode,
yeah,
Drew had mentioned an incident at Candy's place.
Right.
So I'm sitting there like, why are you saying incident?
It was a shooting.
It was a shooting.
Yes.
It was on the news. It was all over the world.
Yes.
And it was your nephew.
Right.
And what you didn't know is that I had a nephew who was also shot that used to work for Candy within the same year.
Right.
So, Andy, it just triggered me.
Right.
It's like, you're saying incident. It was the shooting. It was her nephew. It was my nephew. And at the time, I reached out to Candy. I talked to her 2 days later. I taped it at home. You saw that show.
Yes.
She didn't acknowledge it.
Okay.
To me, I just wanted some condolences, like, hey, I'm sorry. Can I send flowers?
Okay.
My nephew has 1,000 pictures in my phone of you, him in the back cooking in the kitchen with you and Todd. I just wanted to say, hey, sorry to hear that. Can I reach out to his mom? I'm like, I'm your friend of over 15 years. Okay. My blood.
And there's going to be more to come on this in the show, as you know. Are you hopeful that Drew and Sonya's truce is going to last?
I hope so.
Yes.
I'm so tired of them.
Jordan, since Phil seemed to have made a good impression on you back in L.A., why do you think he came in so hot into the summer house?
Well, we actually hadn't met. Bria and him met up in L.A. I don't know. I feel like coming in late, you feel like you have something to prove, and maybe he felt like he had to overcompensate.
The poop thing is just
wild
to me.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little nasty. It's a little weird.
It's a lot nasty.
And very rude.
Right.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Marlo doesn't seem to mesh well with Candy, except for that one time she wore a strawberry candy dress. So, Marlo, it's time to spill about your frenemy. Do you think that Candy needs to be doing more to defend Todd against Mama Joyce's shady criticisms?
Absolutely.
Are there any claims about Todd that Mama Joyce made that you feel are accurate?
You know, I'm just staying out of that with their marriage.
Right. What's an example of something the other ladies have been too nervous to bring up on camera about Candy, or that Candy explicitly told the group not to bring up?
Everything.
Seems like everything does.
Everything.
Really? But
everything.
It seems like everything does come up.
It does not, though.
What?
It's so much. It's what Candy wants to come up. And if she doesn't want it to come up, just pay attention to how she looks at everyone, or how everyone's scared to say it, or they get to mumbling.
Were her reunion TikToks made to intentionally get under Sheree's skin?
Absolutely.
Who do you think Candy considers to be your most loyal friends in the group?
Me. Kenya, and they're not even real friends.
Thank you very much. On Summer House, Alex, Nick, and Amir are all into Jordan, whose heart is Martha's Vineyard's most exclusive amenity. So tonight we're playing Boys of Summer. Jordan, I'm going to ask you some questions. Pick between your three suitors.
Okay.
Okay. Who has the best game of Alex, Nick, and Amir?
None of them.
None of them?
That's sad. No,
really? Who has the best body?
Amir.
Who's the most vain?
Alex.
Who's the most guilty of giving off F-boy vibes?
Ooh, this might be a tie, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who has the best style?
I mean, Nick, sure.
Who lies with the most ease?
Ooh, that's spicy, Nick.
Who's the biggest gossip?
Alex.
Who's the biggest flirt?
Amir.
Who causes the most unnecessary drama in the house?
Alex.
All right, thank you very much. My vote is on Amir.
For which one?
For you.
Oh.
Okay. Phil left a number two in Nick's toilet, and now my guests are about to be grilled by the number one messiest potty mouth in the biz. I vowed to never bring him back again, but I lied given what happened on Summer House Martha's Vineyard. It's the Shady Toilet's revenge. Come on out, Shady Toilet.
You heard of potty humor. Get ready for potty shade.
All right. What's your first question?
Marlo, how much would you pay for a ticket to a Drew Sidora solo show?
Ooh. Solo? Drew really can sing.
Yeah.
I would definitely ask her to comp me a ticket, but she can really sing.
Okay.
But she's my friend.
All right, potty mouth, give me another.
Jordan, name one thing Jasmine did in a single days that Silas does not know about.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's breaking girl code.
Okay.
Yeah, I like you. I like her.
Because you've known Jasmine for how long?
6 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to say I've known you the longest.
You have.
Okay. Okay, Marlo, here's another question for you.
Marlo, Mary Shag Kill, Todd, Ralph, Martell.
Okay, who are you going to marry?
I would marry out of who?
Todd, Ralph, Martell.
Todd, Ralph.
Martell, you're going to marry one, shag one, kill one.
No, wait, it's Todd. If Todd get candy money, I'm going to marry Todd.
Okay. Okay, who are you going to shag, Ralph or Martell?
Oh, my God, Martell.
Okay, and you're going to kill Ralph. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, Maddie, Give me another one, buddy.
Jordan, name one celebrity who has slid into your DMs.
Ooh, can you boy. Name a celebrity that slid into your DMs?
One of the Wayans brothers' sons.
Okay. Oh. One of the Wayans brothers' sons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sons. Oh, okay. One of their sons. Not
one of their sons.
Okay. I'm thinking the ones.
Okay, give
my
me
age.
A question for Marlo Potty.
Marlo, name one housewife from any franchise that could use a little help from you and Leia Kive.
Oh my God, I had this answer earlier, this question earlier. You know who I'm gonna say, right?
Who?
Oh, I don't know. I want to be nice.
Okay.
Okay, I won't say anyone.
Oh.
I'll tell you later.
From no, tell me now.
Okay.
From your city or another city.
Okay, Candy can definitely use it from mine.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say someone else's city, but I won't.
Okay, we'll say from someone else's
city. No, it's okay. Just Candy from mine.
Okay. What city was the other one going to be from?
Potomac.
Oh.
Okay. Don't kill me, Lorraine!
Okay, Body Mouth, one more question.
Jordan. Out of your fellow Playboy Club alumni, who was the worst bunny? Jasmine, Bria, or Shanice?
I can't believe you all met. You all met as bunnies?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And Shanice and I are playmates. So I'm gonna go with actually Shanice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Shady Toilet. I
appreciate it. All right, smell you later.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Jordan, Carmela D wants to know if you think Jasmine made the right decision by asking Mariah to leave the house despite the fact that they're best friends.
I mean, a vote is a vote, and that's what they said for us to do, so.
Marlo, Josh wants to know your reaction to Sonya saying it took her longer to run the 400 meters than Drew's performance with Candace.
I totally agree.
Jordan, oh, this is good. Ashley O texted, what do you make of Silas's super protective energy over Jasmine? Mm-hmm. And do you still stand by saying she's changed from the Jasmine you knew at the Playboy Club?
She's definitely changed. Okay. And Silas's behavior wouldn't work with me in a relationship.
Let's say questions for our virtual fans. Emily from Tampa, the stripper capital of the world. What's your question for Marlo? Hi, Emily.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Marlo. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Lo.
Marlo, do you agree with Kenya that Martell's tone was disrespectful and a red flag, or should she just be happy for Sheree?
She should just be happy for Sheree. At the end of the day, just be happy, enjoy it. He's fine. I don't think Sheree's trying to get married. She probably just wants some good wood and just to see somebody nice looking. Be happy for your friend, okay?
Some good wood.
Good wood.
Don't we all just want some good
wood? All the things. All the things.
Right. RK, do we just want some good wood?
Or to give some good wood.
All right, okay. Mary from Reno has a question for Jordan.
Hi. I want to know, why do you think Nick was being super secretive about having a girlfriend? And you think if no one found out, he would have tried to hook up with someone in the house?
Ooh, it seemed like he was kind of heading in that direction, right?
I mean, I don't think he would have hooked up with anyone in the house. I don't think anyone was interested. But
oh my God, the shade.
I do think it was a little suspect that he didn't let us know earlier.
Right. Okay, thank you, virtual fans. Were you as bothered by Bria's dog as Jasmine was?
No.
No?
No. I grew up with dogs.
Right. Marlo, the Jay Christian on Twitter wants to know, what happened to the house you were building from last season?
Oh, it didn't work out.
Really? What
yeah,
do you mean? You were
out.
Building it, though.
I know. I was building it. And now I'm trying to get my money back, and I'm going to still
your
get
money
a new
back
house.
From, I mean, you have the land, though.
No, I didn't buy the land. The land was going to be in the contract. I put a huge, hefty deposit down. So the builder agreed to give me a certain amount back.
Okay.
But I will still have a new house, but it just won't be built by that builder.
Okay. Or on that property?
Or on that property, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
No.
That builder was cute.
He was cute.
Yeah.
But he better give me my money back, I know that.
Oh, wow. Jordan, Jenna S. wants to know if you were a fan of the original Summer House and if you've become friends with any of those housemates.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. How are things going as a Monty?
Everything's going great.
Yeah, the boys are good.
The boys are good. We just celebrated Mother's Day. The boys are great. Michael's straight A's. William is Williaming, being a little... Auntie Marlo Jr. everything's good.
Jordan, Emily N. said, after seeing all the drama she's caused, do you regret pushing for Jasmine to invite Bria?
Shanice invited Bria.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, there you go.
I'm neutral with it.
Right, right. And Marlo, what do you think of the whole thing about Kenya saying Martell DM'd her? Is that an issue or not?
No, it's not an issue. Who cares if he DM'd you? He's DMing Sheree now and D'ing Sheree now. So it doesn't matter. So that was 2 years ago. Get over it, girl.
Okay, the good wood. Okay.
Yes, the good wood.
Marlo has proclaimed she is still very much on the market, but I want to know which potential love interest she considers to be past their shelf life. It's time for...
Is he too old for Marlo round two?
Stop it!
That was so bad, audience. You did a terrible job with that. All right, so Marlo, I'm going to present you with some men of a certain age. Jordan will guess if Marlo's into it or not, and then Marlo, tell us if they're too old for you or just right. Okay, starting with John Travolta. He is 69. Is he too old for Marlo Travolta?
69 is a great number.
Okay.
And Marlo? 69 is a great position.
Yes. So Marlo, yay for Travolta?
Yay.
Okay,
that
very good.
That can rub all.
Okay, what about Samuel L. Jackson? What do you think? What do you think, Jordan?
He's a little too vintage.
He's a little too vintage.
Vintage is good.
Okay, that's
too much. He's married.
This would be assuming that they were single. I mean, we're not.
Oh, they were single. Because you know they're run with it crazy. With
yes,
you.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's Marlo.
He's a yes.
He's a yes.
He was
okay.
Not married.
He's 74.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's cool for you.
Great.
Okay. Okay, what about Kevin Costner? Now, Luann recently said she wants to date him. He's 68. What do you think, Jordan?
I'm mad at him right now.
You're mad at him?
I'm a Yellowstone fan.
Okay, so you're mad that he's leaving?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, no.
Okay, Marlo?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What about Peter Thomas? He is 62.
The age is fine, but not Peter. That's like a brother.
It's giving a dub. That's too close to home.
Too close
too
to
close
home.
To yeah. Home.
Okay. What about Liam Neeson?
He can rescue you if you're ever taken. We like
time.
Him. I approve.
Rescue me, baby.
Okay, yes. Okay, very good. What about Redford? Where would she stand on Redford? Now, Redford's 78.
No.
Oh, he's 86?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
I'm going to give him a heart attack.
Okay.
What about Victor Newman? They should have had him in there.
Who?
Victor Newman.
Oh, from Young and the Restless? Really? You like Victor Newman on Young and the Restless? Really?
I'm more of an All My Children, One Life to Live person.
Oh, okay, me too.
Victor Newman is it.
Okay, what about Flavor Flav? Would you date Flavor Flav?
I think he's too broke.
Okay.
Thank you, Jordan.
Okay, I got you. Now, this one's a little young, but he may be available. We don't know. What about Tom Sandoval?
No. Also too broke.
Okay. Marlo, he's 40.
I agree with Jordan over here. I'm letting
he's too broke for you.
This
okay.
is my manager over here, okay?
I'm gonna take what about Chuck here? Norris? He is 83.
You know.
He's 83? Chuck Norris?
Walker, Texas
right?
Ranger moment. Could also be protective.
You like that
horses.
Hat?
Is
that
horses.
Like
hat might have land.
Move.
You know, we're going to give him a thumbs up.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay, 83.
Up.
Okay, very good.
83
Thank
days.
You very much for playing. Jordan, Catherine P. said, like Silas, do you think it's inappropriate for Jasmine to be accepting free drinks from men because she's married?
No.
You know, this is interesting, Marlo. Alicia C. wants to know who you think is a better singer, Drew or Candy?
Drew.
Amanda C. wants to know, Jordan, what did you think?
Who is it?
I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
What did you think of Shanice trying to hook up with Amir tonight, but he deflected because he's still interested in you?
I think if he wanted to, he would have.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes,
I say that with love because I love Shanice, but if you wanted to,
oh, I thought you meant you say that with love because you love Amir. Okay.
You do? Go ahead.
Sure.
Jordan, Cassie B. wants to know if you've spoken to Mariah or Phil since they left the house last summer.
I've spoken to Mariah.
You've spoken to Mariah.
And that's all I will speak to.
Right. Are you having fun being on the show?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I'm at summer camp, which comes with the dramatics.
Right.
Because we do have counselors.
Right.
So you have your mentee, Marlo, if right. you need me.
Did you have fun, Preston? Yes,
I got to meet. I got to meet my wife, so of course.
Oh, is she your wife?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm yeah. gay, but yeah. Yeah.
I know that. I do know that. Yes. Wow. Okay. Okay, that's funny. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. The Atlanta women were buzzing about last year's BravoCon tonight, but since we're forward-thinking in the clubhouse, I want Marlo to count down the top 5 things she is looking forward to at BravoCon this year. Take it away, Marlo. I'm excited about Vegas.
Yeah. I'm super excited. Yes. I'm going to sin. Are you having another rooftop party? That's one.
Okay, good.
We need another party. Are we having one?
I don't know.
No, we need another party.
I hope so. Okay, yes. Great. Yeah, I agree.
I want to know all the tea on Vanderpump Rules scandal.
Okay.
I got to get all that.
Okay. That's two.
Andy, seriously, I have to know. I'm just ready to be there. The fans showed me so much love in you.
Yes.
It's the
They showed everybody love.
That no, was they showed so me great. A lot. Oh, okay. They showed me more. They showed me more love.
I remember Kenya saying that she cried from a fan.
And that's a lie.
Okay.
But anyways.
Okay. I thought I saw
And
some
I want to hear Drew sing for more than 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
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 And, you know, I want to bring the fashions.
Yes, the fashions. You will.
I will.
Well, we know that you will.
Because I'm skinnier this year.
Yes, you are. You look great.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. And all right. Thank you very much, Marlo. I appreciate it. I love it that we manifested this moment. I mean, it's really
ago.
Wild.
That
is so wow. crazy.
I got the receipts.
I know.
You got the receipts. And that's important. Amazing.
And okay. wore a side wow. pony for you.
A side
oh! with this forehead. That That's love.
Don't do that again. Wow. I would bang
okay. this. Okay. We're off the next 2 weeks, you guys. We'll be back Sunday, June 4th, after Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard. We'll see you guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're talking to Marlo Hampton and Jordan Emmanuel yeah. from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. R.K. Russell is behind the bar. Between Us, a memoir of life, love, and football, available now. What's been the response to the book?
Oh, it's been nothing but love.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been able to also co-executive produce a TV series with Gabrielle Union and Sony Development behind it. So the story's coming to more and more people, hopefully touching more and more lives. It's
That's
been truly
great.
Amazing.
Were you nervous? Were you nervous for any of your former teammates to read it?
No, I mean, I've spent more time with them at sometimes than my family. And
right.
whether they didn't know this one part of me, they knew everything else about me. And there's nothing but love and brotherhood there.
Right. There you go. Amazing. Okay, let's go back to our virtual fans. Reagan from Vegas has a question for Marlo.
Hi, everyone. Andy, thanks for bringing BravoCon to Vegas. My question is, when was the last time you spoke with Kim Zolciak? And have you reached out to her since the news broke that she and Corey are filing for divorce?
No, I have not reached out to her. The last time I saw her was in the airport. Every time we see each other, it's nothing but love. And I mean, I'm sorry to hear. I mean, it's awful to hear the news of them getting a divorce.
Were you surprised?
Oh, I was super yeah. surprised. I was super surprised. So the only thing I could say there, that's like, God, a whole bunch of prayers are needed and a CPA is needed. That's it.
I'm assuming that you were a big Bravo fan before this.
Yes.
If you came to a book signing.
Obviously.
What's the most surreal part of being on Bravo now?
Honestly, it's just the full circle moment.
Yeah.
My mom loved Real Housewives of Atlanta. She grew up in Atlanta. She's since passed.
And she loves me?
You weren't on at the time.
Oh, okay.
So it's crazy to be on at the same night.
Yes.
And
yeah, right.
Just here with you and yeah. here with you. And yeah. it's, you know, manifestation is real.
It is. That's great. It really
Maybe
is.
It was the moon mass.
Yes.
Definitely.
Jocasta from Marlo's hometown of Atlanta has a question for Jordan. Hi there.
Hi, happy Soul Saving Sunday. Hey, Andy. Hey, Marlo. Hey,
Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
So, Jordan, yes, my question is for you. Do you think Alex was actually kidding when he called you the toxic friend? Pause there because I got a couple. It's a three-parter, girl.
Oh.
Or was he just covering his tracks after your reaction? And who do you think is the most toxic in the house?
Oh, oh my God. Okay. What was the first question?
The first question was, do you think Alex was actually kidding when he called you the toxic friend?
No.
No.
I okay. don't.
And who do you think is the most toxic in the house?
Alex.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jocasta. I want to thank Jordan and Marlo and RK and Everett. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.